Broadcasting from his laser-powered space-age digital recording studios in the New York metropolitan area, here's your ultra-conservative talk show host, Trade Martin.
Hey, everybody, that was the great Jimmy J, and he's got such a great voice. I love him. He's away in the Cayman Islands. I told him, I said, I hope they don't drain the water so he can't get back. I'm worried about it because you never know what's going to happen. You know, around the Bermuda Triangle, around that area, you know, they have a lot of crazy things happening. Their boats sink, God forbid. And, you know, planes crash, they disappear, they go into they go to the atmosphere, they go to the bottom of the ocean. You never know what's going to happen. And with Jimmy J, let me tell you something. Jimmy J, everything happens to Jimmy J. He's the man, he calls me almost every day. He goes, you can't believe what happened to me. And that's Jimmy's story. He's always got some kind of a story. Anyway, welcome, everybody. This is the debate night, and we're going to analyze the debates. We have a number of great guests. I love the people we're going to have on. We have my buddy Gary Gatehouse, who's the Get That Lefty Show. We're going to have Billy Van Horn. We're going to have Kevin Bowles, WATD Radio. He's a big disc jockey. We're happy to have him. My lovely lady, Antoinette, who's a chairperson for Ted Cruz in our town. And let's see, of course, the mysterious but never delirious Colonel. Now, I'm going to try to talk to everybody one by one at first, and then we'll all talk together later on. And we got a little what I call silliness diversion later, you know, like a comic relief diversion later, where Barack called. He always calls Jimmy, but Jimmy wasn't in. But he called Jimmy and left a message for him. And when he was with Bernie Sanders yesterday, he called Jimmy and he had Bernie talking to Jimmy and he was talking. And, I heard just a little bit of it and I thought it was cute, so I figured we should play it. Jimmy hasn't even heard it yet because it's on his answering machine. But there's 330 days. Well, from midnight, there'll be 330 days till Christmas. Just want you to know. And there's 283 days till the election. Till the election of our new president. Now, tonight, in my own humble opinion, and I didn't really watch it, really focus on it really good. I was listening, and I checked it out. And we were checking out CNN, and we made a mistake, Antoinette and I, because Lisa just told me that CNN... They had all different kinds of things on CNN. It was Van Jones, the communist, was on it. All the Bob Becker was on it. All these different commentators, and I was aggravated. They kind of just blotted out Ted Cruz, but she said it was on C-SPAN, and it was uninterrupted on C-SPAN and a couple other places, which we missed that. Anyway, I got a feeling. What?
You mean you said Ted Cruz? You meant Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah, I meant Donald Trump, yes.
Yeah, so just to let you know that you have, four callers on the line. Kevin called first, and then Gary Gatehouse, and then the Colonel, and I haven't screened the fourth caller yet.
Okay, good. Let me speak to Kevin first, and then we're going to put everybody together later on, but let me talk to Kevin. Kevin Bowles, what's happening, Kevin? Did you watch the debate?
How you doing, Trade?
Everything's good. Did you watch the debate?
Yeah, I watched parts of it, like yourself. It's a lot to sit and stare at the TV for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know, and it's you know, for some reason, without Trump there was, you know, it wasn't a bad debate, but it was a little boring without him there. You know, it was a little dry. I thought it was dry. But who do you think won the debate, in your opinion? Who do you think won?
I think Marco Rubio.
Yeah, he was good. He was very good. I'll tell you who I thought was better tonight than normal was Jeb Bush. I guess he feels more comfortable without Trump.
Yeah, I kind of, as soon as you said that, that kind of came together to me, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I think it's a good, Rubio had the high point of the whole thing, you know, when he said about Hillary Clinton, she's going to have to pardon herself and everything. He said something and it was
at when he was saying that if Hillary Clinton won, Barack Obama would be coming Congress or something? What was that? Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, no, he said that Hillary Clinton mentioned two nights ago that she would make him one of the Supreme Court judges, you know?
Yeah, that's, I found that interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I found it very, very scary.
Yeah.
I found it very scary, actually.
Yeah, it is.
So, in the meantime, okay, good. Stick with us, stick with us as long as you want, please. All right, let me get Gary Gatehouse on. Gary as the Getting After Lefty show. I was just on with Kevin Bowles, everybody. He's a WATD disc jockey. He's a great, does a great show. You gotta catch him. Check out his schedule. You're on every Saturday, Friday night, overnight?
Do Friday night to Saturday now, Trade.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful, beautiful. All right, good. Well, stick with us because I don't want you to.
I will.
I don't want you to.
I will.
All right, good. I want to get Gary Gatehouse on now. Gary, where are you, Gary?
Hey, I'll be here, Trey. How you doing, Kevin?
Good.
All right, man.
Yeah.
It's good to hear you, Gary.
Yeah, same
we listened
here.
To your show last night. Antoinette and I were listening to your show last night. Always a terrific show. And thanks for all the plugs. You're always plugging me and stuff like that, and I appreciate that.
Oh yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know,
got to get your name up there, man.
Thanks, man. Kevin, you got to listen to Gary's show sometime. Just talk, but it's really great. Great.
Yeah,
talk.
True.
Yeah, but listen, Gary, what comes to the top of your head right away about the debate tonight? What do you think?
Well, I thought it was rather boring.
Oh,
and
Donald Trump
was right. He said that everything that's been said has already been said. It's just a rehash of the last debates, you know.
Yeah.
Waste of time, really.
Well, listen, you know, I don't know if you went to Drudge yet, but I go right to Drudge right away all the time, usually when I'm on the show. And the Drudge poll, who is your Republican pick for president? And Trump wins 49%. And Ted Cruz comes in second, and I'll tell you what, he comes in second at 24%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the big, it's very conservative. I'm surprised Cruz comes in that low, actually, you know?
I didn't think he did very well tonight. He just seemed not off of his game, but he just seemed, he came across to me as kind of phony.
Yeah, huh? I'm surprised. He didn't come off that way to me. I thought he had a good night. Well, who do you think was better? Do you think Rubio was better? Like Kevin? Kevin thought Rubio was really, really good.
Seemed like he was in control, you know.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he's always in control of himself and what he says, and he's very articulate. So you know, out of all of them up here, he's probably the most articulate of all of them as far as getting what he's wanting to get out to the people. But, I'd go along with Kevin. I think Rubio was probably right there.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know who always disappoints me is Kasich. I mean, Kasich aggravates me. And even my girlfriend, Antoinette, she says, oh, my God, he just drives me crazy, you know.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah.
for the first time in a long time, it was kind of cool to see Jeb Bush relaxed. I mean, he was getting pretty frustrated for the last few debates. He was not having a good time up there. He looked pretty calm, cool, and collective. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He wasn't bad tonight, right? I thought he was good. Like, it was kind of
yeah,
like,
he didn't have Trump.
Think,
he didn't have Trump looking at him, you know, with his funny eyes. I read on the internet that somebody threw a tomato at Trump.
Yeah, I read about that, too. I didn't see it. There's a video on it, I think. Somebody's got a video on it. Yeah, I got to check that out. Yeah, but...
Trump's got to have Secret Service and everything by him.
Oh,
now.
Yeah,
doesn't that happen?
Oh, he's got the
he's
got big... He's concealed carry. He carries a gun with him all the time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I know.
What did you think about him getting Huckabee and Santorum up there? That was a good sly move.
I think it was genius because they won the last two. They won the last two things in Iowa. I mean, it's genius. I think Trump's going to win Iowa anyway, even though he skipped the debate.
Well, in my opinion, I don't think any of the other Republican nominees are going to win any states. I'd actually bet money on this. That's just going to be Trump. Trump. I think it's just going to be Trump's going to take it all. I don't think
He could take almost all the states. I don't think he'll.
Let me tell you something. I think he could take Massachusetts. I'm seeing what he's doing in Massachusetts. I mean, it's unbelievable.
A thing where he packed a place in Massachusetts. I mean,
Worcester, Lowell. I mean, those are poor minority areas, and they can't. And they're torn people away. It's just, it's unbelievable.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, he is a deal maker, and he's an entrepreneur, and he's a multi-billionaire, and he knows how to interact with different people. Like he said, he knows how to the art of making a deal. And I think he'll be good for the country because he can get both sides of the aisle working, you know. I think he can work with both sides.
I absolutely think he will. I think, you know, listen, after Obama, anybody, my toy poodle will take over and be good in the country. But I think Trump will be really good. Listen, we're going to all talk together, but I want to get everybody on separately first.
Okay.
Lisa, who we got next? Who called in next?
Okay, so we have the Colonel next, and then we have Billy Van Horn, and we have Kenny Chandler.
Oh, beautiful. All right, good. Give me the Colonel. Put the Colonel on. Colonel, what's happening, Colonel?
Good evening, Gary. Good evening, Trey. Good evening, Kevin.
Yeah, you got your fellow veteran right here, man. You see, Kevin, we feel like we're in honorable territory with two great veterans. And also, Lisa is a great veteran, too, you know. Thanks for your service, all of you guys. Now, listen, Colonel, I want to get everybody in here in a second.
I agree with everybody that's everything that's already been said.
All right, who do you think, who do you think came out on top on this?
I agree with Kevin that Rubio looked good. I agree with Gary that Cruz was a little off. I think he was seen as a little bit of a waffler there when they, you know, his position's changing and all that. And Jeb did better. But I too think that was because he wasn't intimidated by the Donald being there.
Yeah.
So he did a little bit better, but I don't think enough to become a contender.
No.
I think it's still going to come down to Rubio and Cruz.
Right.
So between those two, we'll see what happens. And I don't know, you know.
What'd you think of Christie, by the way? What'd you think of Christie?
I got to tell you, and you know this, and I've been maintaining and pretty consistent all along. I'm just not crazy about Christie. He plays on this, you know, I prosecuted this and I prosecuted that, and I don't think he's done, and you can tell me better, whether or not he's really done a solid for the state of New Jersey. I don't think he's
done. Well, I mean, you ought to know a lot about him.
That's why I'm oriented the way I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, especially with that attorney's office. But, I'm just not crazy about him for some reason. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about him.
I thought he did good on the stump, though. You know, like
yeah, he
know,
does okay. He does okay, but for some reason, just not enough to get me. You know, to win me over. You know, I don't know.
He didn't win any. I don't think he won anybody over. But I was just saying that. You know, I don't think Gary thought he was that good either. But I mean, he has his moments where. At least he sounds forceful to me. I mean, Kasich always sounds like... I went over here, and I went over there.
You know,
he's
crazy. I kind of start to feel sorry for him because he's just...
Yeah,
he's got that nervous habit, and then he just... I don't know. He's trying so hard, but he's just not getting any traction at all.
Yeah, I think
and Rand Paul's a little bit of a knucklehead. So,
yeah, Rand Paul was pretty good, though. I mean, Rand Paul is... you know, he's never going to make it, but... I mean, as a president, at least this time, but I thought Rand Paul didn't do too bad.
Yeah, and I think generally, you know, they all did fairly well, and that may have been because Donald wasn't there. So it was kind of uneventful, but it wasn't like they had anybody, you know, intimidating them or fighting or anything like that. But, yeah, they all did pretty well. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's whether or not you really believe these guys are going to do what they say. And that's where I have a problem. And they're all like, yeah, we're going to go in there. We're going to go through ISIS like crap through a goose. But at the end of the day, I don't know. I think
Ted Cruz really is the real guy that really is sincere about doing what he says he's going to do. He may not have been. I thought he was pretty good tonight. Antoinette thought he was good, too.
Yeah,
Cruz, I thought he was.
But put it this way.
He may have been a little tentative. He may have been a little tentative tonight, but I thought he took the lead in this. My personal opinion is that Cruz won the debate tonight.
Well, I think he's been leading all along, and I have a tendency to agree. Even though Rubio does well, he speaks well. He doesn't, you know, there's no pregnant pauses. I mean, he just comes right out with his answers. His answers are good, whether he's scripted or not. He does orate very well. But if I had to bet Kevin's money, that Kevin wants to bet on who would be the most to be true to their word, I would have to go with Cruz. I would put my money on Cruz and hope that he'd be more honest, truthful, and follow through in what he said than any of the others, you know. So that's just mine.
Trade Martin. Wait 1 second. This is Trade Martin on a special debate show we're doing tonight with Gary Gatehouse, Kevin Bowles, Mysterious Colonel, and let me bring on our guest, next guest. Let me bring on Billy Van Horn next, our next guest host, Billy Van Horn. Billy.
Okay.
Where are you, Billy? Billy Van Horn, where are you?
Oh.
Hey, Billy. That's you, Billy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right.
I guess you did unmute it twice.
He fell asleep.
Oh, I see. Is that what happened?
He fell asleep.
I was waving the white flag over here, and I didn't see it. You didn't see the white flag? Well, I'm going to go on Skype next time. You know,
he was out shoveling snow in Pennsylvania. He just got inside from shoveling all that snow from last week.
I thought maybe you were deer hunting or something up there. You know?
I took his guns away. Taking his guns away.
Oh, no. Being one step ahead of him on that.
All right, Billy, what'd you think so far? What'd you think tonight? Who won the debate?
Well, I thought Trump did a fantastic show.
Yeah, exactly.
He won even though he wasn't there. But
right.
No, really, seriously, who do you think won the debate?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it? Oh,
I tried. And listen, I'm in my studio. I had two headsets on.
Right.
All right? One on Trump's show and the other one on Fox, trying to get and I look like Shrek because the microphones are sticking up in the air, you know, and I've got Trump in my right ear and Fox in my left, and I tried everything, and Fox was streaming fine. I could see it, but it would not.
Oh, but you couldn't get the sound.
No audio.
So
no audio.
Did you get the sound? Could you get the audio on Trump?
No, I got both on Trump. So I.
Oh, you did. You did get.
Yeah, I waited until about 10:30. I kept trying, and then I said, "Oh, the heck with this." And
I
just shut it off.
What'd you hear? What'd you think about the Trump situation over there?
Oh man, let me tell you. he had on Huckabee and Santorum.
Yeah.
He had on Diamond and Silk. He had on the three vets.
I didn't see that part of it.
He had the one vet talked for a while about about the patriotism and what Trump is doing. They raised just $6 million by the beginning of the show, and I don't know how much after that. Money was just poured in.
And that's great. That's great for the
veterans. And I was very impressed with that show. I mean, and then when I saw Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum walk out, I was like, wow. You know? Because they're the two guys I've said all along, those two guys are the most alike because they're very strong Christians. They're very honest people. Huckabee's a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Rick Santorum, my niece's former boyfriend was his personal pilot, so I knew Rick Santorum, and he's
good.
I love the way he speaks. But they just don't have, especially Santorum does not have the name recognition. But but to see those two of my favorite guys that are at the bottom of the poll walk out and shake Trump's hand and said, Huckabee said, when they were saying Trump, he said, I hear Huckabee, but that's okay.
That's funny. No, well, I like Huckabee too. Huckabee's great. Huckabee talks really well.
They're sincere and they're honest, and that's a similarity that they have with Trump. Trump speaks his mind. And, you know, I would have loved to have seen that debate, but I heard you guys
talk
about
You didn't miss much. I would have loved to have seen that, but my mistake was Lisa told me it was on C-SPAN, but we were watching CNN. We were watching CNN on our pad, and it had all of you had Van Jones on it and Bob Beckel and all guys in front. I said, man, if I was Trump, I'd be really aggravated with CNN because they were like burying Trump. Trump was in the background.
Fox too had it on the internet, but I thought, well, if I'm not going to watch a debate, I'm not going to watch it on Fox because I don't want to give them the ratings. So I put up a Facebook, YouTube carried it live. They've been doing that with all the debates lately.
You can watch them live
on YouTube. And
yeah, well, they're part of Google. That's why.
Yeah. There you go.
It's one of the sponsors of the thing.
So,
Billy, let me get my buddy Kenny Chandler, who's
calling in from
Las Vegas, Nevada. And Kenny is knows Kevin Bowles through me and Jimmy J, of course. And Kenny Chandler's a great singer. He's a good buddy of mine for many years. We were on tour a little bit. Kenny, are you on there? Where are you, Ken?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, Ken.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. Yep, you sound like you're
are
in a
you
big
there?
Echo. You sound like you're in a big echo chamber. Say hello to you know Kevin Bowles, I know, and my buddy.
Hi,
Gary
Kevin.
Gale.
How you doing, buddy?
Gary Gale.
Hey, Kenny.
Here.
It's nice to hear you again.
Yeah, it's like an old Italian friend in New York said to me one time. Hey, Kenny, I'm gonna see you long a distance.
All right, We got my buddy Gary Gatehouse, we got Billy Van Horn, and the Mysterious Colonel. We're all on the line.
I love it. I think it's great. You know, I was listening to you guys talking, and I was lucky enough to be at the South Point when Donald Trump was here. I was there.
Oh, so
and
you went to
it was
the,
interesting what he said about the media. I heard Billy mention, you know, about how they do what they do when it comes to Donald Trump to be negative, and here's what he did. It was really funny. He was on stage. He says, I got to tell you guys, look out there, all these paparazzi, and I noticed this, they never take a shot of the people in the audience where I speak. I mean, they had over 3,000 people there.
They had to turn people away.
In the meantime, Bill Clinton was here. He got 750 people to see him.
Yeah,
so, you know, and he says, so you know what he did? He was really funny. He had the camera. He got the guy, come here, you guys. I mean, he was like, get over here. Get over here. And he had him come over. He said, take a picture of the audience, will you? You never take a picture of the audience. And he was wonderful. I mean, I really enjoyed him a lot because I followed him long before he decided to run for president. And, you know, it's funny. I listened to what you guys said. And when I watched the debate tonight, and let me ask you this question. I didn't hear the last question when Cruz was asked, or actually he viewed, but I missed the question that said, "What did he make a mistake, Trump? Did he make a mistake by not coming? Did any of you guys hear what the results were?
No, I didn't hear it. Well, Gary, did you hear it? Or?
Oh, I know.
No,
I didn't hear it. Yeah, I was hearing it was going to be announced, and I didn't listen.
I missed it. I wanted to hear what, because, you know, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a great move, and especially for the veterans. I mean, I thought it was sensational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
but,
McCain
you know, in this
was
presidential
on
election, my friends, look.
Right. You know, McCain
we have
on
one
today
important thing in common, the future of this country. Because this is, as you all know, I don't have to tell you this, we need a great president more now than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of similar to, you know, Lincoln in the Civil War, you know, Truman when Roosevelt died. We need somebody to come in and tell the truth, like Teddy Roosevelt when he broke up a monopoly with all the five major money guys, Rockefeller, Morgan, all those guys who ruled the country at that time because they were so wealthy, they bought, I think it was Garfield, they bought him. And then Teddy Roosevelt was next in line. They didn't count on him being assassinated. Maybe it was McKinley, I'm not sure. But he was assassinated. Whoever that president was assassinated, and then Teddy Roosevelt came in, became president, and changed the whole world. We need that today. And
well,
here's,
I think,
you know,
listen, Kenny, hold a second, wait. I think who we need is Michelle Obama to be our next president.
Uh-huh.
You know, Michelle Obama straight
up. I'm going to hang up now.
Yeah. Hey, Trey,
Michelle
find
Obama
a new, straight find a new colonel friend. We're done. Find a new colonel friend.
I'm cutting
friend.
That
See
out when I air this show tomorrow. I'm cutting that out.
Who do you think,
straighten out all
trade,
the school lunches.
Trade. Who do you think? Who do you think picks out Michelle Obama's outfits for her to wear? It's just so weird that's the way
she's
dressed.
She's got a turtle in a tank. In the tank, that she goes, which one should I take? And he takes that one. She takes that. Whatever the turtle figures.
I mean, as a first lady, she just doesn't have any class. It's like, you know.
Yeah,
no, she don't.
Well, because she
None.
Never went to any. You know, the Barack, I always say about Barack, he doesn't have any class because he never went to any. You know, I guarantee you, he never hardly showed up in class when he was in college. He's one of those guys.
Well,
Florida I don't need to go to
students
class.
Don't have to. Did you know that?
Yeah. It's affirmative action.
Florida
Steam
students
go to class.
Do
yeah.
not have to go to class.
Absolutely.
They don't.
I just want to finish my statement. Just let me say this
hey,
about
Kenny,
all the
listen,
candidates.
I was young until you started that statement. So, but go on. Go ahead.
Yeah, just let me finish quickly because I know I'm
okay,
winded
go
here.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway,
okay,
I just want to say this.
All right, go ahead.
In 1960, I was lucky enough to see John Kennedy speak in the square in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Right.
And my ex-girlfriend was a very avid young Republican for Nixon. And I wasn't into politics. So this takes me to all these candidates. I heard you talking about what they did, how they did. I don't see anybody on that stage that is presidential. Not one.
I agree.
I saw John Kennedy. I said, that's the next president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah, well,
yep.
You were right. Well, he was more presidential, and that's why I like Trump, because Trump looks presidential. Ted Cruz
yes, he
does.
Does
not look presidential. Ted Cruz does not. None of it. None of the other guys look presidential to me. Is the, do I get a yay there or nay? Well, I'm just,
yeah.
You know,
how
you
are
gotta, you? You know, I was kidding around about Michelle Obama. I really think Chelsea should be our next president.
You know? Oh my God.
Hey, Trey.
Chelsea should be the next president.
Trey.
What do you
yeah.
think?
Yeah. Just to
yes,
let you know, Tony is also on the line.
Okay, Tony. Put Tony on. Tony, my girlfriend Tony, who's chairperson for Ted Cruz in our town. The,
no,
the
I'm supposed to be the lovely Antoinette. Remember that.
The outspoken Antoinette. The lovely,
no, the lovely
Antoinette.
You're interrupting my top chef right now because I've been here for 20 minutes.
Well, I didn't
How you
know
doing,
that.
Tony? It's Gary.
You know?
Yeah, if we're talking about back then, you know, I saw the Beatles in Forest Hills.
Yeah, let's go back. Anyway,
yeah,
listen, didn't Paul McCartney look presidential to you? But listen,
I know you couldn't even hear him. Are you kidding? You couldn't
of
see him.
Of course not. No. I want to hold your hand.
Yeah, no, you just saw the helicopters fly over and they landed, and then you know everybody started screaming, and that was it.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing.
Well, the story about the Beatles, real quick, is that. When the record first came out, She Loves You, Yeah, 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 Yeah. I was mm-hmm. talking to a guy. He told me, he says, they were in Philadelphia, and the guy, they have a meeting when they play the records. And when they first played that record, this is before it came out the second time where it went to number one, they said, they're listening to it, and they're laughing. He goes, ah, She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Oh, what a stupid record. Oh, what a great. Are you kidding me? Get out of here with that record. They wouldn't even play it. And then became a smash later on. Anyway, Antoinette, what do you think? We kind of watched the show together. So, but what did you think tonight? Who won the debate?
Well, you know my guy Ted.
Yeah, I
Ted
think
won
Ted
won it. Are you kidding? Ted put them all down. He handled everything well, even when he was put on the spot with Megan's shots of him saying this or that. You know, he handled himself well. He came out of it like a champ. As a matter of fact, after the debate he was on, and she still was picking on him, and he still pulled right out of it.
What do you think? What do you think of? What do you think of Megan's hair?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it better. Yeah, before she had extensions. You know, when it was real long, she had extensions. She had regular hair, you know, but I like her hair. It's probably really easy to do, too.
Yeah, she looks pretty good. Yeah, I thought she looked pretty good. But,
yes.
Listen, what about this? Kevin thought Rubio won the debate. You think he did well? You think Rubio did well?
Of course, he always, I'm waiting for him to, you know, he needs to be like on Monday Night Football, Dandy Don's place. You know, because he talks so fast, and he's just like, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's your typical politician. He sounds good, you know, because
yeah,
he's rehearsed. He always sounds really good, and he jumps right in. He knows when to, you know, jump in there, you know, but he just doesn't have it.
He's got a lot of rehearsed lines. He'll probably come in third in Iowa, though. He looks like he'll come in third in Iowa. You think you guys... you know, Kenny is on the line, and we got Gary Gatehouse, and we got Billy Van Horn, and we got Kevin Bowles. Who do you think is going to win the Iowa caucus? Kevin, who do you think is going to win the Iowa caucus?
I just think Trump's just going to win. I don't think any of the others
I think he's going to win, too. Gary, who do you think is going to win the Iowa caucus?
I would say Mr. Donald Trump.
Yeah, huh? How about Billy? Billy, what do you think?
Hands down, Trump, definitely.
Yeah, I think Trump is going to win. Antoinette, what do you think is going to win the Iowa caucus?
Well, it'll probably be Trump, but Ted's going to give him a run for his money.
Yeah, I think so, too. How about you know, Kenny, what do you think? Who do you think is going to win the Iowa caucus?
We need a president who has the qualifications in economy like Donald Trump. And I think he's smart enough to get people to surround himself with people who are good in foreign policy, just the way he did on his shows when he did The Apprentice. He was always very polite, and he always listened to everybody. You know, a lot of people say that he has no experience in foreign policy, but I think he has experience on knowing people, and I think he cares about people because I've seen the way he's handled himself with the people who work for him around New York and what he's done in the skating rink when he took and rejuvenated all the property that was slums. He's a winner, period.
Yep.
All right, good. So that was a long answer to the question, though, Kenny. You know, like
I told you I was long-winded.
Kenny, you know, like I am. You know, I went out for a drink. I had a drink, and I came back, and you were still continuing with the answer. But
hey, you forgot not only that, I saw you do a waltz with Tony.
You forgot the Colonel, Trey.
That's right. I reran the whole debate while you were saying that. You know?
Hey, but you know.
Doesn't mean I'm not a nice person.
You know, when push comes to shove, Kenny, the Donald, we need a guy in the White House similar to Harry Truman, a person who doesn't take any guff from anybody, calls
the buck stops
a spade, and the buck stops here, and he'll tell the American people what's going on. He won't pull any punches with what's happening, and that's the kind of guy we need because we're going in some very trying times in the next 5-10 years.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
Like Kenny said,
I think he can handle the economy better than anybody. I don't care who is up there. I think
he'll
know how to. What?
Trey.
Yeah, Kevin, what?
This is what I'm thinking. This is what I've been thinking about the last few days. And I was going to make the prediction on Wednesday, but I was too tired to call in. You know what's going to happen, I think, and Trump's going to have an absolute advantage if he keeps winning. Because let me tell you something. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, I think personally, it's going to be similar to Barack Obama and Hillary. They're going to win a – Bernie will win a state. Hillary will win a state. It's going to keep going back and forth. It's going to be tedious for them to finally get the nomination. But then in the meantime, Trump's free already with the Republican nomination. He can keep going on. But Bernie and Hillary, I think, are going to be battling
back.
Going to
go
back
and
back.
Forth. It's a good
I think that's what's going to happen.
Kevin,
they may nullify each other.
Remember a while ago when you were talking about Hillary Clinton saying, made the announcement a couple of days ago that if she's elected, she'll probably make Obama one of the members of the Supreme Court?
Yeah, that's horrifying.
If you read between the lines of that statement, what she's really saying is, I'm going to cut a deal with Obama. You keep my ass out of the DOJ.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep my ass out of the clink, and I'll make you a Supreme Court justice if I get elected.
Yeah, he wants his support, definitely, you know. Because Bernie, you know, Bernie was in, he had lunch with Barack. In fact,
I know. Can you imagine being a fly on the wall what they would be talking about, those two?
Well, listen, Kevin, Barack called Jimmy while Bernie was there. Now, you got it's about 7 or 8 minutes, so you're going to have to listen to this. Take a listen to it. Just relax for a second and take a listen to this. Lisa, play that for us. Play that call to Jimmy, please. Here you go. Take a listen to this.
Today in news.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Jimmy. DJ the Stars. I miss you, buddy. We got to speak soon. I got to play some hoops. I got to come up and see you one of these days. Got to sneak up there. Yeah, I know you're on a cruise. You got to go out to the Cayman Islands. Just be careful with that global warming and the climate change. Very, very big threat. Biggest threat in the world. You're getting away like me. Only your problem is you have to pay for your own cruise. I don't have to pay for nothing here. You know, I get everything for free. You know, the taxpayers take care of me. You know, and I got a visit from somebody today seems like he's a good guy. He's an older fella. He's a little older fella from up in your area up there. And seems like a good guy. He's a socialist, a fellow socialist. Well, I'm not a socialist. I'm more of a Marxist, you know, more of a communist. But Putin supports him, actually. So we're in the same kind of boat. But he thought I'm doing a great job as a president. He's a good guy, this guy. His name is, what's his name again? You got his name? Benny Simbers. Benny Simbers, yeah. Benny Simbers is his name, yeah. No, that's Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, I'm sorry, I haven't been watching Fox News, so I don't know what's going on. You know, but listen, Bernie Simbel. Bernie Sanders is his name. That's he's a Jew. I love Jews. You know. I got my yarmulke already all the time. Me and BB are like that. We're very tight. Me and BB. I love Israel. You know. But Jimmy, listen. The reason I'm calling is I know you're not there now, and you're not going to be back for a while. But I have to talk to you, and I want to put this guy. What's his name again? Billy Carter. Bernie Sanders. That's his name. Bernie Sanders. I think he used to be the mayor of governor of Vermont or something like that. You're gonna like this guy. He's a good guy. This guy. Let me put him on for you so you can listen to him.
Jimmy J.
This is Bernie Sanders. Hello, I heard you're a DJ at WMEX up there by where I used to live up that area. How's the global warming up there? Is it still the same? The climate change, that's the most important thing in the world. Before I went to Siberia, I went over there to the Communist Party with Putin. Putin recommended me and he endorsed me, you know that. But anyway, listen, I'm here with Barack today. We're talking Marxism and the Marxists and everything like that. Billionaires and millionaires. You're not a billionaire, are you? Well, anyway, listen, I don't have much time to talk to you. I got to get going because my wife's got to go to the bathroom. And that's pretty funny when Trump is skipping a debate anyway. I just read about that. And Barack is looking at Fox News. What are they doing over there on Fox News, Barack?
It's funny.
Between you and me, Barack is a dumb commie. He doesn't know what he's doing. Don't worry, I know a commie when I meet one. Listen, I can't really talk to you that long. Well, I'm leaving a message for you. I know you're not there, but he says you're on a cruise or something. But listen, watch those millionaires and billionaires and their global warming. And listen, if you're going to get Trump, you're going to save 15% of your GEICO insurance. And I'm going to get free insurance for everybody. And the kids love me because I'm going to get free cars. They're going to get free cars.
free tuition, free books, free everything. I got everything for them. Don't worry. Just elect me, and I'll give them everything for free. No problem. Don't worry. I'm a socialist. You know me. I pay. You know, I let the millionaires and billionaires pay for everything, and everybody else lives for free. No problem over here. Anyway, I just want to talk to you, Len. I can't talk too much right now. I got to see what Barack is doing over here. Me and him are getting together. We're going to figure out some Marxist things we got to do. We're going to fix up climate change. That's the whole thing. Yeah, otherwise, nothing else matters. I'll tell you right now. So, yeah, take it easy. This Bernie Sanders. Yes, I'm saying I'm out to lunch. Well, I'm more than that. I'm further out to lunch than that. Yeah, you get with me. Don't worry. Vote for me, and I'm going to straighten everything out over here. Hillary don't have a shot against me because Barack messed up a little bit, but he did all right. He did a pretty good job, though. You know, he's not doing too bad. Anyway, listen, I'm a Jew. He's black. What are you going to do? We're a minority. But God bless him. He's a devout Christian. And if you're a foreign student, he's a good guy. He's not a bad president. You know, you got to take care of his affirmative action. That's where we are at. Problem is, he's got a minority mentality. That's what the problem is. Yeah, eventually he'll become a citizen. You know, you got to take care of his guys. You got to be united. You know, they don't get along to go. Barack, we're going to see what we can do. I got my yarmulke, and I'm going to get ready. I'm going to go. I'll talk to you later on. And again, I'm going to get free tuition. Don't worry about nothing. Free auto insurance and free autos and everything. And free maintenance on cars and car care and everything like that. Everything for free. Don't worry about nothing.
Get off the phone. I had enough of this White House today. Let's go.
Yeah, my wife's got to make a little tinkle in the bathroom, yeah.
Bernie, for Christ's sake, come on. I got to go.
I'm coming, baby. Good enough. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Wait, don't hang up, Bernie. I want to talk. Which is Bernie? Is it Bernie? Don't hang up, Bernie. I want to tell him one more thing. I want to tell Jimmy J one more thing. He's a DJ of stars, you know, this guy. Jimmy?
And besides that, the citizens of this country, of America, my country, the country I'm leading, the country I did so much to, they don't understand that climate change is the most important factor in the whole chain and the whole cycle of things in America is creating all this Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, everything. It's creating everything to be wrong. Everything is wrong. There's too many guns because of climate change. That's the whole reason. It's all because of climate change. Yeah, I'm going to pass some legislation through the UN. I'm going to straighten it all out. I'm going to get rid of all the guns. And I'm going to straighten out climate change. I'm going to get rid of all the industry. And then we'll have no emissions and we'll get rid of the climate change. I'm telling you right now, Jimmy. And then we got to cap the volcanoes and block the sun. And then we'll have everything going on. It'll all be going on, baby. Yeah. You know, well, let's get together later on this week and play some hoops. I'm looking forward to playing some hoops with you because you're the only guy I can beat. Talk to you later, DJ of the Stars. Later, baby.
Well, the real reason I called is I wanted to hear that new spot that you played last night for the first time, the one that I don't even want to mention his name. Your partner wrote and you put all your stuff on it, and I heard it sounded really great. Let me hear it. What is it? I think Pump Up the Pimple? What is it? Pump Up the Pimple? I'm not sure, but play it for me.
Pump up the party! Come on! Pump up the party! Jimmy J.
Oh yeah, we're getting ready to roll. It sure is, darling, don't you know?
Here's Jimmy J.
DJ of the Stars.
It's WMEX, baby, just like back in the day.
Rock up the party with Jimmy J.
We're gonna rock and roll till we can't rock and roll no more.
Hi, this is Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg with Jimmy J on Rewind.
From deep in the heart of Boston's musical memory, from the very heart and soul of rock and roll, WMEX is back.
Jimmy J.
Shut up.
Who the hell is that?
Today's news.
Oh,
man. Hey, why don't you give me some of what he's smoking?
I'm trying to figure that out myself. I don't know.
Damn, boy.
Those Marxists, all they do is
talk
about
climate
change.
And I thought I was long-winded.
You were young when
I'm
that
I'm an amateur
that
compared
started,
to that.
Right? Anyway, let's get back to the debate. All right, good. Now, listen. This is funny because I was talking to my girlfriend Antoinette, and we were talking back and forth, and we're trying to figure out. I want to see how visual you guys are. This is a test now. All right, I'm gonna ask each one of you separately. All right, now, Kenny Chandler, what color tie did Rand Paul wear? What color tie?
It was bright.
What?
It was bright.
Oh, yeah, it was bright. Actually, does anybody know besides Antoinette who knows? No, I know you know. No,
I think it was an orange tie, wasn't it? It was like an orange
what?
Tie.
Bright, yeah, it was bright orange.
It was like an orange
hey,
tie.
Yeah, hey.
We thought it looked red on our TV, you know.
It was red. There were only red and blue ties on there.
Wait,
yeah.
You guys
right,
got
so
that
now,
Marxist
color,
TV from
right,
Bernie.
Looked orange to me. The other ones looked red, but his
it
looked
red. It could have been. You know, well, that's close to being. It's very difficult to rhyme orange, though, you know. Orange and garage and orange and orange and orange. But anyway, all right, listen. Give me this. What color tie? This is stupid now, but I'm going to get off of this in a second. What color tie did Bret Baier have on? Anybody who knows, tell me.
Red.
It was like
no
a multicolored. It was a multicolored, wasn't it?
No, it was red with dots.
It had stripes or dots?
I didn't what even know.
Wait, no, dots. No, the other guy, Wallace, had the stripes.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah.
You only got three guys, with three people with stripes here, and that's Gary Gatehouse, Mysterious Colonel, and Lisa. Those are the only three people with stripes here.
I particularly like the Colonel's tie.
The Colonel,
huh?
can you see the
you're
Colonel's
right.
tie?
You're right.
I like the Colonel's tie. In fact, I was
right,
going to order one.
You're
if
right, Freddie. I did tie one on. You're absolutely right. Before the debates. Actually, I tied a couple on.
Yeah.
What kind of tie was Megyn Kelly wearing?
She was wearing a brown sleeveless dress.
She was wearing a Hillary pantsuit. It was a Hillary pantsuit.
It was.
Yeah, but who was
wearing
that
tie? I like the hair the old way.
Did you?
That was extensions.
It doesn't matter what they are. Falsies, extensions, it doesn't matter. They're all the same.
Yeah,
it's
like walking down the street and they pull out.
It doesn't matter. She looks like that, I don't know. Anyway, so much for HDTV.
All right, listen, let me ask you this. What do you think? Did anybody hear Carly Farina earlier on the...
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? What do you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
She talks pretty well, Carly Farina.
Yeah, she does.
She's not a shot, but and what about the Jim Gilmore?
Jim Gilmore went off. You know, he said he was the only military guy up there, the only veteran. You know, and he made his case, and he was more outspoken than I've ever heard him before. But he was all right. He was okay.
Yeah, he was all right. He was all right.
Does anybody know who's going to be the vice presidential candidate with Donald Trump? I saw it on the internet the other night. The number one person as his vice presidential running mate. Does anybody know that?
No.
No.
Tell us.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, man. That is, oh, no. She's a Democrat.
Saying, I mean, I saw that. They said the top 10 people to be his running mate, and number one was Oprah Winfrey. If
yeah,
you
Charles
think about
Manson,
it,
yeah,
right,
if he Charles Manson's got a better chance.
Yeah, really.
Charles Manson's got a better chance.
Charles Manson?
Yeah. He's got a better shot. Than
yeah, the only problem is he's going to have to run the White House from his jail cell. But
now,
yeah,
wait a second, Crambo heads. Here's the deal. Who could garner more votes than Oprah Winfrey?
Listen, Oprah Winfrey, forget about Oprah Winfrey. She's a liberal. She backed Obama. She's a nobody politically. She's nobody.
Oprah Winfrey was in tears when Obama won the presidency that night. I remember her crying.
She also said that all whites should kill themselves or something. She's a very stupid. Somebody put something up where she said all whites should get out of America or something. You know, she's
yeah,
a
but
very.
Bill Cosby
racist.
Said that too back in the '60s.
Yeah, well, he's a very, very racist, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is very racist. In fact,
yes, he is.
But I worked with him. You know,
I used to cater the show. I used to cater the show.
Tell them about Bill Cosby. Go ahead. Tell us real quick about Bill Cosby, what he used to do.
He would never come in. Everybody, the whole other cast, you know, except for Bill Cosby, he had a different room. It would be him and like, say, if his guest was John Ritter that week, it would be him and John Ritter. He wouldn't eat our food. He had to have Paul Perdone would bring in his food, and he wouldn't talk to us because, and it was like underneath that he was prejudiced.
I've heard that all my life.
And all his writers were white. What?
Guess what? What goes around comes around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, he was not nice.
Yeah, he was definitely not nice. You know, all his writers were white, and the one that played his wife, sometimes she was, like, really nice, and sometimes she was really weird. Sometimes she'd help us clean up. The next time we saw her, she wouldn't talk to us. It was very weird.
Yeah,
well, you know,
Rashad.
For Trump's vice president, there's a couple of guys I was talking to the other day down here in South Texas that said they'd love to run as a co-vice president with Trump. And that was you know him, you know him real well, Billy Bob and Carl.
Oh. Gary's guys.
They said they'd be right there with him, man.
That'd be great to bring the moonshine right to the Oval Office.
Exactly.
That'll
spend
everybody out. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, yeah. We gotta have Billy Bob and Carl on the show once. That's what we gotta do. Once more than once. You gotta hear Kenny and Kevin and Billy Van Horn knows about Billy Bob and Carl and so does Antoinette.
Oh, yeah.
But you gotta hear Billy Bob and Carl. They're funny.
That's only if you get Nasty Lefty. One of our favorite shows besides Billy Van Horn's The Voice.
Well, you know, Kenny's got a great voice too. Kenny, you should be doing a show. Kenny's got a great voice. He really, I mean, not only is he a terrific singer, he's got a great talking voice though too.
Yeah.
He used to be Kenny was a soap opera star. He was on soap operas. Which soap opera were you on, Ken? What was it again?
Well, I wouldn't call a star, but I was a semi-regular on The Edge of Night and also on Love is a Many Splendid Thing. It was great because on one show I played a bad guy, and on Love is a Many Splendid Thing, I played Kissing Doctor.
Kissing Doctor,
oh, yeah?
Okay.
Boy, did I have
That's
fun.
Cool. Yeah, I bet you did.
And you know what they call me for short? They call me Lips.
Lips, all right.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's a Lips McChandler.
You're the best. Listen, what time is it down there right now? What is it, about 10:30? 10 o'clock?
We're in Vegas?
Yeah, what is it, yeah.
No, it's only almost 9:30.
Oh, it's 9:30, I see. Okay. Now, listen, let me ask you something. Is Trump going to be back in Vegas soon? Because the vote is in another couple of months in Vegas, I think.
I heard he was going to be back. That's what I heard.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be there.
Oh,
cool.
You're right. You know, that's great that you can go and see him. That's terrific, you know. You ought to try to meet him. Hey, I think he'd like you, Kenny, you know?
Well, yeah, you can show him Freedom Is Now.
Whoa, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony, yeah, love it.
Yeah, Kenny and I wrote a song together. It came out really nice. It was Kenny's idea, Kenny's concept, actually. And then we changed it around a little bit, and we recorded it, and Antoinette did a great video on it. Wasn't that a great video, Ken?
Hey, yeah, and you know what's funny? It's funny you brought that up because when they brought him on, they were playing Adele's song. And I thought to myself, man, this would be a great thing to play the song Freedom Is Now before he came on to speak. I thought, this would be
song.
Really powerful.
He didn't
powerful.
Pick our song. What are you going to do, you know? Listen, Adele has got a little more clout than us, Kenny. You know?
Who says so?
She's a hell of a singer, I'll tell you that. Yeah, hell of a singer.
Who says so? She only has a little more right now. But, you know, my man, you and I have come a long way, and we've endured.
We've come a long way, baby. That's it. You're
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And you know,
right
you got to call me sir because I'm older than you are.
Hey,
okay,
Trey,
sir.
Trey, has Kenny ever heard you do that rendition of White Sox and Pass Blue Ribbon Beer?
No, but that's great on your show. Kenny, you got to catch Gary Gatehouse's show. You got to put catch Gary. I love that. I love that thing.
That was a good one.
We're gonna. Who's the group that does that? Gary.
Oh, it's some guy. I don't even know his name now. Some honky tonk dude down here in South Texas. Some country western guy.
Funny. That's a great racket. Kevin will play that on his show, and he'll get bombed. He'll have people calling in and want to pop him. His oldest show.
They get a lot of phone calls.
Hey, let me just, I never had a chance to talk to Tony. Tony, I just want to tell you how much I love your work.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's nice. That's
no,
nice.
I told Trey, but he probably never told you.
Of course
not.
No,
I didn't tell her.
Did you tell her?
I didn't tell her. Of course, sure I did.
You know, because I know how Italians are. No, I love what you do. I think you're really talented.
We only have a few more minutes to go. Where do we go from here, guys? Does anybody know when the next debate's going to be? After the Iowa caucus on Monday? When the next...
I was hoping there weren't any more.
I hope so, too. But
I'm with you. Aren't they long?
Yes.
I mean, do we really need seven debates?
Everything they can say, they've already said.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. So what are they going to... Is there going to be more? Yeah, really.
Very repetitious.
I think there's 22 of them left.
How about... when is the next Democrat debate?
It's at 4 o'clock in the morning next Thursday.
They tried to hide those things, huh?
Yeah. No, during the Super Bowl, that's when it is.
What is O'Malley doing there? That's what I want to know, O'Malley. I mean,
he's got like 1%, I think.
I know, that's if he has that. Yeah.
He cleans up after the debate's over.
Yeah, he probably does. Let me tell you something, guys.
I mean, being a New Englander, Vermont is probably one of the most beautiful states you'd ever find. It's so beautiful. It's green. It's luscious. So beautiful in the wintertime with all the snow. But yet people are so dumb to elect someone like Bernie Sanders. I just don't get it.
Can you imagine? I know.
It's like here with Elizabeth Warren, you know. It's like people feel... Vermont, seriously, it's so beautiful, Trade. It's so full of mountains. It's such a nice
state.
I've
heard Vermont.
It's like Moonlight in Vermont.
Moonlight in
they
Vermont.
Elect someone like Bernie Sanders. He doesn't even comb his hair right. He doesn't even... His suit is a mess. I mean, it's amazing. I'm in shock.
You guys know what a socialist is, right?
Yeah.
He's a socialist.
He's living in socialist 1960 world. Look how he talks.
He's a socialist.
He dresses like 1960. Only for him to hold up two fingers in the peace sign. I mean, really.
People are buying it, too. People are buying what he's saying, the big banks and everything.
Oh, yeah, I know. Definitely. Yeah,
My friends are all for him, you know, my liberal friends, you know.
Well, the young guys, your age, Kevin, goes for him. You know, they are.
They do.
Yeah.
They're not for Trump. They're for him.
But are they really for Bernie, or is it anybody but Hillary? I mean, are they really expressing...
I think it's anyone but Hillary.
I don't think they love Bernie. I think it's anybody
for instance,
but Hillary.
Okay, for someone like Bernie to be getting this far, that shows you, that must speak volumes about how bad Hillary is as a candidate. I mean, Bernie Sanders should be squalloped. I mean, but he's succeeding. I don't get it.
You know? But he's
never
gonna be
president. Really funny when they're up on stage trying to out-commie each other.
Yeah, I know.
They're both
socialists. I don't think she's going to get indicted. Does anybody think she's going to get indicted?
No, I don't think she is.
No, of course not.
I'm just going to ask you that. Do you think she's going to last? But, of course, she'll scoot around that. You know, when is she supposed to give up those emails and all that? Isn't that soon?
I think she's scheduled to release
10 of them next week sometime. And
July 4th weekend, they're going to put them out, I guess.
Yeah, they're going
to
put three out July 4th.
What does she have to hide? What's the problem with all this? Why does this situation even exist?
The problem is she has broken the law. many, many
yeah.
times over.
Exactly.
She's committed at least 15 to 18 felonies. That's the problem.
Then why the hell is she running for president?
No, why in the hell is she even on the stage? You're right. You're right. Why is she? It's because of Congress.
I believe that Bill Clinton really wants to be the president. He wants to rule the roost again. It's going to be his third term. And we're out of time, everybody. So I want to thank Kenny Chandler, my lovely girlfriend, the lovely Antoinette, Billy Van Horn, Kevin Bowles, and Gary Gatehouse for being with us tonight, discussing a lot of jive stuff and the debate.
Hey, so Trey, tell them how you say goodbye in Texas.
No, you tell them. You tell them, because Gary's
hey,
from
all,
Texas.
All my friends yeah. down there in Texas and in Houston and Dallas, you know what we say down there? Reva damn dirty, boy.
You all come back.
That's Jen's favorite thing. Listen, I want to say good night, everybody. Thank you, Lisa.
You're forgetting.
We'll see you. This is
Thank
the debate
you,
show. We'll
good
see
night.
You. Bye. Good night, everybody. Have a great day.
Bye.